几天前有一个人打电话来。
A few days ago, a person called me.
他说他是这个健康中心的从健康 health club 做健康的那种地方打来的。
This person's coming from, calling from for the health club.
然后现在有一种免费使用的一个宣传。
It was this type of advertisement that asked you to be able to use the health club for free.
不管是谁接到这个电话的呢，都可以享用。
Whoever received the phone call, they have this opportunity.
他问我说，不晓得你是不是有兴趣。
He asked me whether I have the interest to accept this offer.
我很快告诉他说。
And I asked him very quickly.
不用了，谢谢你。
No, thank you.
电话挂了之后。
After I hang up the phone.
我就想到这个信息。
And I was reflecting upon the message.
我看到这，我想到主耶稣好像那打电话的人一样。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is like the person that made the phone call.
他说呢，我是生命的粮。
He said, I am the bread of life.
人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。
If you eat this word, you never die.
你信吗？
Would you believe?
换句话说，你愿意吃吗？
In other words, would you like to eat up the bread of life?
你有没有兴趣，也愿意来接受呢？
Are you interested in accepting this offer?
我发现很多时候，我们的反应已经决定了我们生命的一个未来。
And I discover a lot of times this response, this kind of response, actually determines the future of your life.
我们能够得着生命的粮，这是一种的机会。
Whether you can receive this bread of life is really upon your own choice.
那这是在于人的一个取舍。
This is all depending upon your choices, your own, and also your own decision.
在圣经的传道书那里告诉我们说，我们所临到众人的是在乎当时的机会。
In Ecclesiastes 9:11 says, "But time and chances happen to them all."
临到众人的是在乎当时的机会。
Only times and chances that happen to everybody.
许多当时的机会呢，你有时候你取了之后，你会后悔。
A lot of time when the time and chances come, you take up that offer, you feel regret afterwards.
有的是你不取会后悔。
And sometimes you don't want to accept the offer and then feel regret afterwards.
有的是你舍了之后你会后悔的。
And sometimes you give it up and you feel sorry for it.
有的是你不舍的时候你会后悔。
Sometimes you want to take it, but then you feel sorry afterwards.
所以我们真的需要从神来的一个智慧做判断。
So a lot of time, really, we need the wisdom from our Lord that we can make the right decision.
所以我们都能够接受到那种不会后悔的恩典。
So we can have a blessing that we never feel regret.
这好像那个打电话来推销产品的那广告一样。
Just like that sell call that someone call you.
有时候我们不去取这些东西的话，财物我们有这个免费的财物，我们不去取的话，也许是一种损失。
Just like this, when we don't take up those opportunities, we feel regret afterwards.
那可是呢，却不见得会后悔。
But we may not feel regret afterwards.
但是我们生命，关于我们生命的粮。
But if it's a matter that regarding to life,
我们都不去取的话
，if we don't want to take up the offer,
这不但是损失。
It's not only a loss.
我们也一定会后悔。
And then we definitely feel regret afterwards.
因为这再来就没有第二次的机会。
Because there's really no second chance.
我们看到的经文里头的我们稍微回想一下过去，做一个复习。
Let's have a short review of what we have learned so far for the past few weeks.
那这耶稣他苦口婆心的告诉众人，他是生命的粮。
Jesus continued to tell the people that.He is the bread of life.
他说我是生命的粮。
So I am the bread of life.
换句话说，他知道人活着不单单是靠着食物。
In other words, it's men that do not live on the bread only.
在旧约，摩西五经里头，《生命记》讲得很清楚。
It's one of the Old Testament. It says.
除了食物之外，我们还要靠神口里所出一切的话。
Not only we need to depend on the bread, we also need to depend on the words from the Lord.
那主说我是生命的粮。
Lord says, I am the bread of life.
因为他知道人吃了这种食物之后。
Because he knows that after a person eats up that bread of life.
我们心灵仍然会感觉到空虚。
After you eat the daily food, even though you have some you have some emptiness in your heart.
那我们会觉得饥渴。
You will feel thirsty.
那我们活着，你只有吃这些食物的话。
Only after you eat this kind of food.
那我们的肉体有一天还是会面对死亡。
Our flesh eventually will perish.
主说我是生命的粮。
Lord said, I'm the bread of life.
这生命的粮同时解决了两个问题。
The bread of life resolved two important issues.
一个是我们生前我们活着时候的那个生命的问题。
It's before we die, our day, the problem in our daily life.
或者是说生活上的问题。
And all the daily trouble we have.
那另外一个是我们死之后，我们肉体静止之后那个生命的问题。
The other issue is the issues after we die.
那我们都知道，耶稣他把话讲得很白。
We know that when Jesus talked about those, he said that very straightforward.
他不像做生意的这种包装产品一样。
He's not like a lot of people they're doing the marketing. They have put a lot of sugar coating on it.
他也不像这公司的代表把话说得很漂亮、很婉转。
And it's not like other representatives. They were trying to convince people, and sometimes they say words courteously.
那其实你发现这真理都是这样的。
You'll find out a lot of truths just like that.
那很多时候不怎么好听。
It's not very easy to hear.
确实中肯。
But it's very, very true.
也就是因为这样。
And relevant.
说到最后的时候。
At the end of it.
圣经告诉我们，当他教训完了之后。
After he giving this type of teaching.
这些听他教训的人就开始感觉厌弃。
And you know that people start to abandon those words and.Doesn't want to listen to those words.
他们说这话甚难啊，谁能听呢？
This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?
谁能够听进去这样的忠言呢？
Who can listen to those type of sincere advice?
那谁肯去听那些关乎你生命的话呢？
Who would like to listen to the words that related to your life?
我回想小的时候。
When I reflect.Upon when I was young,
常常听父母听这些师长，他们常常说你们要好好的读书。
My parents, my teacher continued to ask me that I need to study hard.
要好好的弹琴。
I need to play piano well.
要好好的这个做这个做那个。
And I need to do everything well.
所以将来能够成为一个有用的人。
So I can be a person of use.
有没有？你们有没有听过
？Have you ever heard about that such advice when you were young?
但是在那个这个在那个时候。
At that time,
然后我不会这么想。
I wouldn't think about this.
可能一个比较我们这边通俗的话说 ，Who cares?
Who cares? I wouldn't worry about anything about it.
你就告诉我一些有什么好玩的事情。
Why don't you tell something which is more fun?
我们谈一些新鲜的话题。
What about things that are a little bit more interesting?
发现这生命呢，就在这种好玩、新鲜、很有意思等等这些的生活里头呢，逐渐的耗尽。
And you find out your life kind of continued with it through those things. You feel fresh, interesting, and entertaining.
时间过得很快。
And when time passes.
当我们再回头过来看的时候，真的是有一种老大徒伤悲的感觉。
When we reflect upon it, and we feel sorry about what we have done.
结果呢
？At the end,
我发现呢。
I discover.
最近我在对孩子说话的时候
，When I was talking to my own children，
也是跟他们说相同的话。
I was pretty much saying the same thing.
那你要好好的读书。
You need to study hard.
你要好好的做这个做那个。
You need to do everything well.
将来可以成为有用的人。
So you become a person of use.
谁听进去了
？Who will listen？
那我们看到在那当中呢，到底。这些门徒他们这些门徒到底听到了什么话
？Then we can try to find out what are the things that disciples have listened.
那耶稣的确是跟他们说一些很中肯的话。
Jesus Christ had given them sincere advice.
可是他们觉得这个是太难了。
And they find out it's a very hard teaching.
那没有人听得下去。
No one's able to listen to it.
意思是说你若再是说下去的话，那我就走了。
In other words, if you continue to preach upon it, I will turn back.
那这些门徒到底听了什么东西呢
？What other thing they Jesus Christ told them?
假如我们看到这整个约翰福音第六章里头呢，我们看到他有很多我实实在在的告诉你。
And in chapter 6, you find out there's a lot of repeating words like "I'll tell you the truth."
在26节的地方那边有说过一次，这耶稣他说：“我实实在在告诉你们。”
In verse 6, 26 says, "I tell you the truth."
第一次实实在在告诉他们什么东西呢
？What did it tell the disciple the very first time?
告诉他们说，你们来找我，对，你们找我，可是你们动机不对。
Yes, you come to look for me, but with the wrong motive.
那你听了舒不舒服啊？
Would you feel okay, with that?
假如我们参加聚会的时候
，When you come to a gathering,
人家告诉我们，哎，你来参加聚会只是为了想要吃。
If you people telling you come here just for the food,
我下次不来了，是不是
？And I would probably not to come next time.
啊，这是第一次。主跟他们说实实在在的话。
Lord, tell them that they come to find me with the wrong motive.
那第二次，在32节的地方，主又告诉他们一次，我实实在在告诉你们。
And on the second time, Lord says, on according to verse 32, I'll tell you the truth.
然后那时候你们祖先呢，从天上掉下来那个粮啊，是神赐的，不是摩西赐的。
The bread that coming from heaven is from the Lord, but not from Moses.
这更正他们的观念。
This is to correct their opinion about those.
摩西在他们心目中是很大的。
Moses was a great saint to them.
可是神告诉他们，有一位比摩西更大，那是神。
But Lord told them that someone actually is greater than Moses.
到四十七节的时候，主又跟他们讲了一次，我就是那从天上降下来的粮。
And on 47 says, I am the bread coming down from heaven.
而且我们记得我们说过这个我是其实是一个神的名的宣告。
We talk about this. I am actually the name of the Lord. It's a proclamation of our Lord.
那耶稣竟然说他是神，他竟然宣告他自己是神。
Jesus says, "I am the Lord. I'm God."
嗯，开始有一点感觉被刺激到了。
Then people actually being challenged with that.
到五十三节的时候，主又说了一次，我实实在在的告诉你。
And on verse 53, Jesus said, "I'll tell you the truth."
在那段经文里，后面他讲到说，我吃我肉、喝我血的人就有永生。
Whoever eats my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life.
哇，这些人听到这里
，And after people listen to this type of words,
越来越过分呐。
This is way too much.
竟然到最后还亵渎这个律法。
And the end of it, they actually were saying something differently than what the law says.
那圣经明明记载不能吃喝这个血。
The law recorded that you cannot eat up, cannot drink of blood.
而叫我们吃还要吃他的肉，喝他的血。
And actually asked them to eat his flesh and his drink of his blood.
这大大的亵渎神。
This is different than the teaching from the law.
因为这样，他们觉得太难了，这话太难，谁听得进去
？Because of this, they said this is very difficult, very hard teaching.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
当我们在看圣经的时候
，when we study Bible，
我们要注意一件事情
，we need to pay attention.
主耶稣他来的时候，他不是要说那些爱听人爱听的话。
Our Lord not coming here to say something that pleasing to people.
不是说那些献媚人的话。
It's not something here to saying something people like to hear.
那我们若从这种消费市场来看
，If we look at from the perspective of consumer market，
我们若从这演讲的这种艺术来看
，If we talk from the perspective of arts of speech，
我们从这群众的心理来看
from the minds of the crowd，
这些实实在在的告诉你们这些的话呢，太不迎合口味了。
This type of words that was the truth is really not pleasing to the crowd.
好像我们说，那再怎么样实在，你也应该认识一下，不是吗
？You know, even though that it's the truth, but we still need some kind of coding to make it easy to accept.
而主说不是。
And Lord said,
我从天上降下来，不是要照着，不是按着我自己的意思行。
I am coming down.From heaven, not to do my will,
乃是要按着那差我来者的意思行
but to do the will of him who sent me.
换句话说，神怎么样告诉他，他就怎么样做。
In other words, whatever the Lord tells Jesus to do, he do it exactly.
你发现这实话，假如在包装的话
，Now you know that when the truth was being sugar-coated,
那人就听不到这真实的内容。
Then men would not be able to learn the truth.
人就不会对这种真实的话感到扎心。
Then you will not have a great impression of the truth.
门徒觉得耶稣的话甚难。
The people and the disciple feel that it's a very hard teaching.
在这里我们看见一件事情，那个真的门徒，也就是真正愿意跟从主的人，就在这里被分开来。
And we find out this is the time that true disciple being separated.
他们跟
distinguished.
那他们跟从耶稣不是因为耶稣能够说什么好听的话。
The true disciple followed Jesus not because the words pleasing to them.
不是奉承他们。
It's not because the words are pleasing to them.
不是编一个魔术给他们看。
It's not like they want, Jesus can, create a magic for them.
然后不是唱一些好听的歌给他们听。
Or some kind of pleasing song to the disciple.
他们跟从耶稣就一个目的。
They follow Jesus only for one, for only for one reason.
他们内心有一种的渴望。
They have a thirst in their hearts.
而他们要耶稣来对他们说真理，说实话。
They want Jesus to tell them the truth.
他们愿意主来指出他们心中的隐情。
They want the Jesus Christ to tell them, the wrongfulness in their hearts.
他们愿意主在那当中更新改变他们的生命。
They want Jesus come to their hearts to revive their hearts.
他们愿意在那当中神自己显明他的心意。
That they want to Jesus to reveal, his heart to them.
其实他们觉得难。
The reason they find this is a very difficult teaching.
那不是因为不能够明白。
It's not because they don't understand.
而是觉得他们那些话很刺耳，冒犯人。
It's because the words are very, it's not pleasing to ears and it's offending to, to people.
所以我们看到63节的时候，主跟他们意思就跟他们讲说，我对你们说，我是从上面降下来的粮。
So on verses 63, it says, I am the living bread coming down from heaven.
假如我这样告诉你们，你们都觉得很难的话。
If I tell you this and you feel that it's a very hard teaching,
那我再告诉你，我要还是回到原来的住处。
Now it would be even more difficult that I would tell that I ascend back to where I'm coming from.
那这样你们又怎么能够接受？
Now how would you be able to accept that type of truth?
其实主的话难。
Is Lord's words really difficult to follow or
understand?
不是难以明白。 It's not because it's difficult to understand.
它之所以难，是因为人的罪性里面有一种反权威的一个抗拒。
It's because of sinful nature, we resist authority.
人很难接受耶稣基督，他就是神。
We are very difficult to accept Jesus Christ is the Lord.
我们很难接受说他有一个至高无上的权柄。
That we, it's very difficult to accept the sovereignty from God.
相反的，我们若是谦卑的时候。
On the other way, if we humble ourselves.
我们能够降服在神的主权底下。
We can surrender ourselves under the sovereignty of God.
那神的话语就要成为我们,
then His words will become our life.
那这是人对神话语第一种反应。
This is the first response, from the people after they listen to His words.
那些反抗权威的时候，我们觉得厌弃。
It's to resist the sovereignty and authority of God.
但真正跟从主的人却乐意接受。
But the true disciple will follow our God's words precisely.
那第二种人呢，是 second group
of people.
听了耶稣的话之后，
after listen to the words of Jesus Christ.
另外一种反应，除了厌弃之外，是不信。
Is they don't believe.
那在这个之前，我们先。 记得我们今年的一个主题吗？
Now, have you remembered the theme of our church this year?
我们今天的主题是, 这个福, 约翰福音第六章。
Its theme is coming from chapter, John chapter 6.
在63节那里。
63.
我们一起背好吗? 我们记不记得?
If you don't remember,
我们一起背这一段，大家很熟，大部分都已经很熟悉，我们几次的复习哈。叫人活着的，请背起。 叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。接着呢，我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。很好，那我们在这里一起思考这个问题。Let's
reflect upon this important issue.
那耶稣说，叫人活着的乃是灵。
Jesus said the spirit gives lives.
意思是说呢，那个是。 叫人活着，我们能够活着，是那个赐生命的灵叫人活着。
The reason that we can live is because the Holy Spirit has given life.
所谓肉体无益，不是说你的手脚这个都没有用的。
The flesh counts for nothing is not like meaning all your body members is of no use.
而是说我们的肉体的生命呢，它没有办法延续到永远。
The true meaning is your flesh won't last forever.
我想到那个打电话给我那个。 那个 health club 那个人呢？
I was thinking about that person that called from the health club.
那假如我开了这么一家店的话，
If I can open up a shop with this type
我就把这约翰福音六章六三节当作标语挂在那。
Chapter 6 and 63 as the advertisement.
那一定有人问了。
Now, gotta be people asking this kind of question.
问了你就可以传福音了。
And then you can spread the gospel. That will be a great opportunity.
那我们注意一件事情，叫人活着的不是那些食物。
Let's pay attention to that. To let people live is not the food.
因为那个食物里面没有生命，那只是维持生命。
The food doesn't have life. It's only used to sustain our life.
那叫人活着的不是那个健康。
To let us sustain is not our health.
因为你发现我们的健康会出问题。
A lot of time you find out we always have a lot of unexpected condition in our health.
那叫人活着也不是那些的工作。
To make us live is not our job.
而不是那些我们所喜爱的学术研究。
It's not our research, our study.
而不是那些的休闲娱乐。
It's not the entertainment.
而不是那些的财产。
It's not our wealth.
而不是那些的儿女。
It's not our
children. 而不是那些的成就感。
It's not all of those success you have.
你发现这些东西，当我们越多的投入的时候
，You find out if we pay more attention to those things you pay attention to.
他的要求，他的期待就越来越大。
And then there's a great things that indulgence you become.
刚开始很享受
，At the beginning you really enjoy those.
到最后你发现怎么样？
At the end, you find out.
这些东西叫人死。
These things actually bring you to death.
我们说忙死了。
You sometimes you say I'm worked to death.
乐死了。
I'm happy.
累死了。
So happy.
什么都死了，不是很好的事情吗？本来都是很好的事情。
Eventually, you wither and die.
那人若依附着生命以外的东西活着。
If you cling on something that beyond the true life,
你发现我们的生命肯定要枯干，会死掉。
That you know that your life will wither and eventually perish.
所有这外在的东西
，all these external things,
不管是人，是物
no matter it's people or matters,
这些只是辅助人行动的。你可以说像拐杖一样，或说像 walker 一样。
This like something to sustain your daily living, like a walker you have to help you to walk.
主耶稣在这里指出一件事情。
Lord Jesus Christ pointed out one
我们要转移一个注意力。
We need to shift.
我们要注意到叫人活着的是那有位格赐生命的灵。
That we need to pay attention to that the Holy One is the one that keep people alive.
他说叫我们活，我们就活；他叫我们死，我们就死。
When he want us to live, we'll live. When he want us to die, we'll die.
我们可以说这叫做一个不可抗拒论。
And we know that this is like a theory of irresistible.
在传道书第八章第八节的地方。
In Ecclesiastes,
假如我们去读的时候，那里就告诉我们一件事情。
It tells us this.
他说，无人有权力来掌管生命。
No one has power over the wind.
将生命留住。
That contain it.
也无人能够掌管这个死期。
So no one has the power over the day of his death.
那这一场战争是无人能够幸免的。
This is the war that no one can resist.
换句话说，我们的生命、我们的死期都在神的手里。
In the other words, the day of the death is all under the control of our Lord.
既然是这样
，As a result of this,
这个叫人活着是灵。
If The Holy Spirit is the one that gives us life.
那灵在哪里呢
？And where is the Spirit?
其实灵在哪里，哪里就有生命。
Wherever there's a Spirit, there's life.
那圣经告，主告诉我们说，我对你们所说的话就是灵。
The Lord Jesus says, the words I've spoken to you is Spirit.
我们可以在神的话语里面看到神的灵。
That we can find the Spirit in God's words.
换句话说，那是神是这个生命的灵。或是说我们将生命在那一位神的灵。
In other words, that the spirit of the life that given the God that was given the life.
赐我们生命这个灵。
The spirit.
或是说赐生命给我们的那一位神的灵。
The spirit that was given the life.
降在耶稣的基督的身上。
That was that's.Descending upon Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督他说的话就有能力，带着圣灵的能力。
So the words that Jesus spoken has the power from the Holy Spirit.
当人在读神的话、主的话的时候，你发现你有活力。
And you know that every time you read God's word, you will feel that you you have filled with vigor.
当我们吃了神的话语之后，你的里面就开始产生一些情绪性的变化。
You will have reforms in your hearts.
那先知耶利米他这么说。
Jeremiah says.
他说：“耶和华万军之神啊。”
O Lord God Almighty.
我得着你的言语，就当食物吃了。
When your words come, I ate them.
你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐。
They were my joy and my heart's delight.
有许多在病痛当中的人。
A lot of people they are under illness.
有许多面对压力的人。
In pressure.
承受逼迫。
Under persecution.
落在苦难里的。
Or calamity.
在面对这个逆境的人。
Adversity.
这一些的弟兄姊妹信徒呢？他们仍然有盼望，仍然有喜乐。
Even though under a lot of those adverse conditions, disciples always have hope.
为什么
？Have joy, and why?
不是苦中作乐。
It's not because they just feel happy in the adverse environment.
但是他们里头有神的话语。
It's because they have words in their hearts.
他们把神的话语吃进去之后，他们生命里头就有这样的平安，有这样的喜乐。
God's words, and they have peace and joy in their hearts.
主说：“我对你们所说的话。”
Lord says, "The words I've spoken to you."
就是灵。
They are spirit.
就是生命。
They are life.
灵在话语里面。
The spirits are in the words.
好，那灵在话语里面，生命又在哪里？
And then where's life if the spirit's in the words?
圣经主告诉我们，生命也在他的话语里。
The Bible, Lord says us, the life is in the words.
我们人本身没有这样一种生命。
Our human body doesn't have life by itself.
或者说我们没有办法供应产生这种能量。
In the other words, we don't have our own energy sustains its life.
我们俗语说人死如灯灭，这句话呢，从这方面来看是有道理的。
A lot of times we say that when people die, it's just like a light that extinguishes.
假如你在教会久一点的话，
if you are in the church for a long time,
也许你会知道有一首诗歌。
You probably would know one song.
那些诗歌说，我的灯需要油。
I said the lamp need oil.
我不晓得你们听过没有。
Have you heard such a song?
那我的灯需要油，就主常赐下。
The light need oil. We wish the Lord continue to give us the oil.
使我的灯常常发亮光。
So the light, the lamp will continue have light.
没有错，这个灯的能量灭了之后，人就不会发光了。
Just like the lamp, when it's extinguished, then you don't have the energy.
我们生命的能量呢，要是消失了之后，人就死掉了。
If there's no energy in the life, then the people will die.
在这里，主好像暗示我们说，这生命的能量呢，就在他的话语里面。
The Lord wants to tell us, the energy of life is in His words.
著名的圣经学者。这个 Dr. Carson 他这么说。
A famous theologian Dr. Carson says the following.
他说，当我们正确的理解跟吸收的话，
If we can understand correctly,
正确的理解耶稣的话，那正确的吸收耶稣的话，
Truly understand Lord's words and be able to take in Lord's words.
我们就要因为耶稣他所说的话得生命。
Then we can have life because the words from the Lord.
耶稣说，我对你们所说的话就是生命。
Jesus said, the words I've spoken to you is life.
意思就是这样。
It's the same meaning.
当人吃的神的话，
if people eat of God's words,
让我们生活不但有活力，
then we will have vigor in our life.
而有这种平安喜乐，
we will have peace and joy.
你发现我们内在的生命，
that we find out our internal life,
就会常常有一种能量。
That we have an energy,
延续我们的生命到永远。
Continue and sustain our life to forever and ever.
我想到一个东西。
I thought about something.
不一定是最好的比喻。
May not be a very good example.
可是却让
analogy,
可以让我们稍微了解这种的关系。
But we can kind of understand the relationship.
那好像这电脑都有，现在电脑都有这种，我不知道中文怎么翻，就是储备的电池。
Like the computer will have the UPS, the uninterrupted power supply.
就是说当停电的时候呢，
when the electricity is out,
它的怎么样？它电脑正还能够继续维持这个生命，它不会损坏。
The UPS will continue to have the power to the computer.
我想到神的话语。
That means thought about God's words.
而这整本的圣经就好像人生命里头这样的一个储备系统。The
Bible word is just like the battery backup system of our human life.
当我们人的肉体好像死了之后,
when our flesh perish,
这样的生命仍然持续, 一直到主再来,
our life will continue to move forward.
我们平时在读圣经,
When we study our Bibles on a daily,
你可以说是供应我们平时生活所需要的能量,
and that's one way to sustain our daily, our life daily.
而也是在储备这个能源,
it's also to store up the energy for our life.
来求神帮助我们,
we ask God's help for us.
在神的话语里面我们得着生命,
within God's words, we can receive life.
可是当主说完这生命的奥秘的时候,
after Jesus revealed the secret of life.
我们发现也不是每一个人,
it's not a lot of people accept that type of truth.
在经文64节那边告诉我说, 只是你们中间有不信的人。
In chapter 64, it says, but not, some of you don't believe.
那不信当然原因有很多种。
There's a lot of reasons people don't believe.
然后我必须说, 有些时候, 人真的是肉体愿意, 理性愿意, 可是就信不来。
A lot of time, our reasoning, we reason that we need to believe, but we just cannot believe that in our hearts.
那我不晓得你们中间有没有这样的一个情况。
I don't know whether you have this type of situation.
为什么会这样子?
Why does this happen?
在经文65节那边, 耶稣告诉我们一件事情。
In verses 65, Jesus told us this.
他要再一次重复的说一件事, 若不是蒙我父爱的恩赐, 蒙我父的恩赐, 没有人能到我这里来。
No one can come to me unless the Father has enabled him.
只有我们每一个人接受这救恩。
You know, the truth is everyone received this salvation.
假如你没有经过挣扎, 你就信的, 你是有福的。
It's a blessing if you don't have to go through a struggle in your life to believe in Christ.
那经过挣扎有思想斗争的人, 那是一种非常痛苦的经历。
And you know that those struggles usually are very painful experience.
因为这样我们要为这样的人祷告。
We need to pray for those people that are going through those struggles.
那求神将这个信的这样恩赐也, 赐给他们。
That we can give those people with the blessing of believing in Christ.
从今年开始,
from today's on,
我们在周三的祷告会的时候,
our Wednesday prayer meeting,
我们试着要做一件事情,
we want to do one thing.
就鼓励弟兄姊妹一起来祷告,
we want to encourage brothers and sisters to come and pray together.
然后我们就星期三, 我们可以就是, 一个月一次, 最后一个星期三,
the very last Wednesday of each month.
然后鼓励我们小组来祷告,
we'd like to encourage all the Bible study small group to come to the prayer meeting.
我相信我们每一个人或多或少都有一些你想要, 你希望他们能够信主的这些亲人朋友。
We always have our hope that our relative, our family members will.
那你不知道说怎么样跟他们传福音,
you don't know how to spread the gospel.
甚至于他们很远的地方, 你根本没有办法在那个地方跟他们传福音。
And some of the relatives and friends, they live far away.
那至少我们可以做一件事情。
We can do one thing.
我们就来到这里一起来祷告。
We can come to the church.
一起为这些亲友来祷告, 还为亲友祷告。
Pray for your family members and the non-believers.
我相信当我们同心呼求神的时候,
that we can, if we can pray together with one heart,
主也会怜悯, 将那亲友, 那些得救的人继续赐给我们。
God will have mercy on us and give us our relatives and our friends.
那我巴不得我们在那当中, 我们可以去数算神的恩典。
And during those prayer meetings, we can also remember countless blessings in our life.
我们就是抓住这应许, 在神面前呼求。
We can cling on those blessing and pray to the Lord.
那到年底的时候, 我们一起来计算, 到底有多少亲友得救。
At the end of the year, then we can count how many friends and relatives that receive Jesus
好吗?
Christ. Would you willing to do that?
若是你有这样的负担,
if you have a burden in your heart,
盼望在最后, 这个礼拜三, 每一个月最后的礼拜三, 我们以小组做单位, 我们一起来。
I'd like to encourage all the small group to come to the last Wednesday of each month to the prayer meeting.
主说到这里,
after the Lord said about this,
在66节那边告诉我们, 有两个字, 他说, 从此, 中文说, 从此,
after this,
那从那个时候开始,
from this time,
他说, 他门徒当中有多有退去的, 不再和他同行。
Many of his disciples turned back.
同样是信主,
they all believe in Christ.
同样是门徒,
they all disciples.
但是在某一个时候, 真理显明的时候,
But under circumstances when the truth reveals itself,
你发现人还是会自然而然地分开来。
And you know that this is a time that people was separated.
是很可惜。
This is a pity.
可是却不要因为这样我们受到影响、跌倒，甚至于退
去。We shouldn't be stumbled because of this type of situation.
主在那里问他们那个十二个门徒，问他们说
：“Lord asked the 12 disciples.”
然后你们也要去吗
？Do you want to leave too?
对，他们都走了。
Yes, other people left.
但是你们也要去吗
？Do you want to leave too?
这是一个关键性的时刻。
This is a very critical moment.
我们看见这十二个门徒跟其他的门徒不一样。
We know that this true 12 disciples different than other disciples.
当人听到这些的话，离开主去的时候
，When other people left after listening to Lord's words.
他们却做了一个不同的选择。
These 12 disciples made a different choice.
他们选择留下来与主同行。
They chose to stay and walk with Jesus Christ.
他们能够紧紧地跟随主。
They follow Jesus Christ.
我相信至少有两个原因。
For two reasons.
第一个至少因为他们曾经是放下网，放下他们的工作，全心来跟从主。
Because they have give up their net and their job to follow, Jesus Christ.
我再次说实际的话，不是说叫我们每一个人都放下你手边的工作。
For this, I'm not asking you to give up your job.
每一个人都是这个，你不要再做工了，我们就来做传道人。
It's not like that. I'm asking you to give up your job and being a full-time minister.
不是这个意思。
It's not that.
只是说，我们做没有办法放下手边我们在做的事情。
It's like sometimes we cannot just give up the thing that we're doing currently.
自然而然，我们就不会有心来跟从主。
Then we will not follow our Lord wholeheartedly.
十二个门徒他们曾经是这样放下来跟从主。
The 12 disciples give up what they were doing, and follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
那另外一个原因是他们每天就与主生活在一起。
And the other reason they live with the Lord.Daily.
他们天天跟主相交，有一种亲密的关系。
They have fellowship and intimate relationship with the Lord.
因为这样
，because of this.
当人都离开的时候
，when other people left,
他们仍然选择跟从主。
They chose to follow Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹
，brother and sisters,
你的心在哪里
？Where is your heart?
是不是你能够天天有与主有这样亲密的关系
？Would you have a intimate relationship with the Lord on a daily basis.
若是的话，我相信在关键时刻，你也会做出有智慧的选择。
If this is true, then you will make the right decision at a critical moment.
我们发现这十二个门徒总算是没有白跟了。
And we know we find out that the twelve disciples followed Jesus, not in vain.
那除了这卖主的犹大之外呢，其余的人可以说他们还是认识主的。
Besides Judas, every one of them truly understand Lord.
当主问他们说：“你们也要离开，你们也要退去吗
？”When Lord asked them, "Do you want to leave too?"
那时候彼得就代表说话了。
Simon Peter answered.
他说：“主啊，你有永生之道。
To whom shall we go?
你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢
？You have the words of eternal life. To whom shall we go?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
这会不会也是你我在关键的时刻我们所给主的一个答案
？Is this also the response to the Lord when we have this critical moment of making decision？
那他们跟从主也是基于两个原因。
They follow the Lord for two reasons.
彼得说：“我们已经信了主。”
Simon Peter said, "We believe in Lord already."
我们又知道你是神的圣者。
We also know that you are the Holy One from God.
信了主，又知道他是圣者。
We believe in you. We also believe you are the Holy One of God.
也就是因为这样，他们不再去跟从别的人。
It's because of this that will not follow other.
我们今天信仰若是要坚定
，If we want to have a rigid faith,
除了信主之外
，Not only we believe in Lord,
我们还要清楚知道耶稣基督他究竟是谁。
We also need to understand truly who is Jesus Christ.
那我相信这样的一种知道。是一种属灵的看见，更深入的看见。
I believe this type of understanding is you need to have a good spiritual understanding.
你发现这是十二个门徒之外，其他的门徒没有看见的。
You'll find out other disciples did not discover the truth.
另外，这种知道是一种内心的敬畏。
And you know that this understanding is a true reverence in your heart.
其他人也可能说是要跟从主，跟从主，可是可能是嘴唇跟从而已。
Other people probably just saying following the Lord just with their lips talk.
另外，这种知道是一种生命的体现。
And also understanding this, understanding is the realization.Of the life.
这种退去的那些门徒，也许只是像门徒而已，并不是真的小基督。
Those people that turn away could be just a regular disciple.
各位，你追寻生命之道吗
？A brother and sister, are you seeking for eternal life?
那我是说，你是在追寻生命当中的那个永生之道吗
？What I'm saying is, are you seeking for?The path to the eternal life.
还是你在追寻一种的慰藉，一种的感觉。
Or you just looking for just a comfort or a feeling to be a Christian.
很多时候我们只是追求一种的感觉。
If you are only looking for a comfort and feeling.
一些话语的安慰。
Some words to comfort your heart.
恐怕有一天我们也会再离开。
That one day you will depart from our Lord.
那我们还会再归从别的。
Then you will start following.With other things.
只有我们深深地知道主耶稣基督
Only when we understand Jesus Christ,
我们才能够有稳稳的基督信仰
Then we can have a steadfast faith in Jesus Christ.
主是生命的粮
Our Lord is the bread of life.
真的，人吃不吃，说实际一点，还是要看人的生命跟生活如何，是不是
Whether we want to eat up the bread of life, it really depending upon each one's condition.
我们讲生命的粮，讲到这里已经第六讲。
This is sixth topic of the bread of life.
到底我们吃或不吃？
Do we want to eat up the bread of life or not?
听起来是不错。
It's rather good.
可是呢，还看我们的身，我们目前的处境如何，是不是
？But really depend.It really depends upon our condition.
只要我们觉得我们的生活很不错的话，那我们多吃多活那是很好。
If our life is rather good, then we can eat up more of the bread of life.
那假如我们生活不是很好的话，你发现你多吃你就活受罪，是不是
you probably that if your life are not in a very condition, the more you eat, you probably the more trouble you will have.
坦白的说
Frankly speaking.
那我不知道你怎么样，我自己来讲的话，我跟你说，生命也不完全是好。
My life, daily life is not quite perfect.
那生活也不完全是如意的。
And there's a lot of things doesn't quite going really well.
可是我慢慢体会一件事情。
But I understand one thing.
当我不吃这个粮，不吃生命的粮。
If I don't eat up the bread of life,
我生活会更不好，更不如意。
Then my life will just fill up more troubles.
相反的，每一次吃这主的话。
On the contrary, every time I eat up bread of life,
这生命就再一次被提升。
Then I know my life will be lifted up again.
那再一次充满这种盼望。
And then I will fill with hope.
知道在地面上这些不完全，有一天都要过去。
I know that the world eventually will be gone.
那每一次吃主的话的时候
，Every time I eat up the
Lord's word, 我就发现我的生活里有力量。
That I will find the energy.
能够重新再去面对一些许多的挑战。
That I have the energy to face the new challenges.
不晓得你的生命如何。
I don't know what is the status in your condition in your life.
你的生命或许不完美。
Maybe the life, your daily life is not perfect.
你的生活或许是不如意。
Maybe there's a lot of adversity in your life.
可是我相信你仍然是有盼望。
But I truly believe we still have hope.
当我们吃生命的粮
，When we eat up bread of life，
你就要看见神话语的改变。
Then you will find out the bread of life will change your life。
神话语的大能
，The power of bread of life。
前两个礼拜我们教会新春晚会的时候
，A couple weeks ago we have this Lunar New Year celebration at the church。
那我们的一个小组有编了三句话。
We have one of the group that have this so-called three and a half。
是不是
？Paragraph。
那我觉得这个三句，我不知道他们是怎么编的
啊。I don't quite know how they do that。
那有没有一个格式
？I don't know if there is a setup format for that。
那我只是一样的画葫芦，但噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔，然后就开始。
I will do the same thing too。
讲了半天，最后噔，就是一句带出一句一个这个重点来哈。
我 beat those words right on the beat。
那我在这里就按着生命的粮了，写了三句半。
I also write my own three and a half with the bread of life.
这什么？ 三句什么？怎么说啊？三句话，三句半嘛，
three
对不
and
对？
a half。
三句半没错吧？啊，你知道我说什么了？好来，那这个地方呢，我就希望拿这个跟大家共勉。
I like to use those words to encourage one another。
这生命粮讲来讲去就是这样子。
The bread of life is nothing but the falling on our say。
那可还看我们愿不愿意去吃。
It's really depending upon whether we want to eat up the bread of life or not。
我们愿意吃就有好处。
That we will receive the benefit from our Lord if we
我
want
读给你们听
to
啊，我怕我那上那天四个人都在这里，你一人读一句
It's just like the four of those. You just imagine there's four people reading those.
日日要与主同行。
Work with Lord together every day.
你就饱尝圣经的话语。
Feast on the words of Bible.
你灵命活泼又健壮。
Spirit rigorous and healthy.
你生命永远不断绝。
Life lasting forever.
刚给你猜四个字。
I heard the big beat of the drum.
有没有人猜得到？生什么？生命的粮哦，很好。
The life, the bread of life.
呀，这是主题，但是我想到是另外一件。
What I was thinking about is the follow.
想得到吗？吃吧，四个字，四个字，四个字。有没有？想到
，Anybody?
噔，延年益寿
，everlasting life。
哎，你不要笑，这真的。
Really、
我告诉你非常奇妙。
This is really magic。
很多时候，当我在预备信息的时候
，Every time I prepare the message，
这四个字不是我去从圣经里面找出来。
Those words are not the words that I find out from Bible.
我甚至于不晓得我们中文圣经真有延年益寿四个字。
I'm wondering whether they have the exact words in the Bible.
可是每次很多时候，我发现很奇妙。当我预备信息的时候
，But I find out it's quite interesting. Every time I prepare the message,
信息预备完了之后，回过头来看，神很多时候就把那个话语，圣经的话语，很在恰当的时候把它带出来给我看。
God's always bringing out the right words to me at the right moment.
我读一个箴言第四章十到十三节那里。
Let me read you Proverbs, chapter 4:10-13.
这是主对我们说的话。
This is the words of Lord speaking to you.
盼望这样的话能够激励我们得那生命。
I'm hoping these words will encourage you to receive the bread of life.
他说什么？他说：“我儿，你要听受我的言语，就必延年益寿。”
Listen, my son.Accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many.
我已指教你走智慧的道，引导你行正直的路。
I guide you in the way of wisdom, and lead you along a straight path.
你行走脚步必不致狭窄。
When you walk, your steps will not be hampered.
你奔路也不致跌倒。
Hold on to instruction.
要持定训诲，不可放松，必当谨守。
Hold on to instruction, do not let it go.
因为它是你的生命。
Guard it well, for it is your life.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
神一次一次告诉我们去吃他的话语。
Our Lord continually tells us to eat up the bread of life.
不简单。
It's not.Easy.
可是好不好？我们今天回去，我们就依靠圣灵的帮助。
But I like to encourage you after today, continue to depend on our Lord.
继续去吃那生命的粮。
Continue to feast on the words of our Lord.
好吗
？Would you rather do that?
我们一起用这诗歌来做回应。
Let's have our responding hymn.
从我们请打开这蓝本的圣诗好吗？蓝本圣诗。281首
，the red hymn notes 281